مرحبا، welcome to episode 33 of Creative Scene. أنا إليان جبر، الهوست تبعكم، وهذا البودكاست إنتاج حصري لبوديو. Creatives بحالات معينة وبإندستريز معينة بيصيروا celebrities أو مشهورين. صغير التعامل مع إبداعهم صار في شي جديد كمان يتعاملوا معه، وهي شهرتهم يلي أكيد بتجي مع إشي حلوة وإشي صعبة. صار في فانز أو محبين يلي ناطرين منهم إشي، كيف بيتعاملوا معهم كمان بتصير جزء من هويتهم أو البرسونا تبعهم. الشهرة بتجي مع إشي لازم الكرياتيفز يتعلموا يتعاملوا معها، البرس أو الصحافة مثلا، وقديش مش بس شغلهم، حياتهم الشخصية كمان رح تصير شي الفانز بيهتموا فيه. الفانز أوقات بيصير بدهم يتابعوا حياة السيليبرتيز الشخصية، البيوتي روتين تبعهم، الترويقة المفضلة وإشياء من هالنوع. يمكن لأول وهلة الموضوع تبع هيدي الحلقة رح يبين بعيد عن الكرياتيفيتي، بس دفنتلي هو موضوع كرياتيفز عم يتعرضوا له، وأكيد السبوتلايت أو الشهرة بتأثر على إبداعهم. حوالي السيليبرتيز في بزنسز انخلقت تتنقل أخبارهم، تفرجينا شغلهم، حياتهم الشخصية كمان. اليوم رح نحكي عن ترند جديدة اسمها شاوت أوت، ومن خلالها صرنا فينا نطلب من السيليبرتيز المفضلين لألنا personalized messages، so somehow عم نقدر نخلق كأن one-on-one conversations مع التالنتس اللي منحبهم. السيليبرتيز صاروا عم بيلاقوا أو عم بيفتشوا عطرق جديدة to monetize حياتهم وشغلهم، خاصة مع كل شيء عم بيصير حوالينا من lockdown، recession. أكيد هيدا الشيء كتير أثر على كتير creatives أو creative industries. من وراء كل هالأسباب ظهرت طرق جديدة تتخلي هالcelebrities to connect مع الفان بيس تبعهم. يمكن هالطرق الجديدة عم بتفرج their real side أو حياتهم بطريقة حقيقية أكتر من كيف كانت الصحافة التقليدية. عم نشوف ترند الشاوت أوت عم تظهر بالعالم العربي كمان، واليوم بالتحديد رح نحكي عن بلاتفورم اسمه أمنيات. أمنيات دفشت كونسبت الشاوت أوت لمحل جديد، ومعي محمد بيطار على الخط تيخبرنا أكتر عن أمنيات. هاي محمد، welcome to Creative Scene.
Hi Lian, thank you very much for the intro and having me here.
قبل ما نبلش حديثنا، فيك بليز أنت تعرفنا شوي عن حالك؟
أكيد. محمد بيطار is my name, and basically in a nutshell I own a data-driven digital agency since 2011. So I sleep, eat, drink digital, allowing really fans, sorry, allowing brands to connect with their audiences. That's kind of from a 96 kind of job. Mm-hmm. That is the project اشتغلنا عليها for the past almost a year and a half. It's like the agency's baby project that we're actually pushing for.
Okay.
Allowing fans reconnect to talent.
طب خبرنا أكثر عن أمنيات وليه خلقتوها، وقطعنا شوي على كيف دفشتوا كونسبت الشاوت أوت لقدام.
أكيد. So هي الكونسبت تبع الشاوت أوت هي منها جديدة، هي بلشت ب 2017 من أمريكا. الكمباني that actually بلشت the whole concept اسمه Cameo. So إذا بتروح على cameo.com بتشوف exactly a lot of international celebrities worldwide بالهال بلاتفورم itself. وأنا يعني it was my personal inspiration. عملت عيدي لزوجتي when she was going to open a company, and I told one of the celebrities that we follow on Netflix, you know, please بدعمي معايدة to wish her good luck على her new concept. وما تخيلت السرعة والإفشنسي تبع البلاتفورم. يعني within one day $50 I was able to actually get a shout out from a very nice from a big celebrity.
Nice.
So البز صارت بس قدمت لها الهدية via Instagram because I posted a video on Instagram. البز that I got around it has said, you know, this is a very nice concept, but we have to take it differently in this part of the world, especially in the Arab. لأنه you know مش ضروري anything that works outside will work in the Middle East.
No.
Especially especially when it comes to the local talent, the Arab celebrities, there is kind of a level of one, ego. And second thing, being charging users for such a shout out doesn't kind of work. Like, no, unfortunately, lot of users take talented people in the entertainment world for granted. وهذا الشغلة اللي نحن كتير we're focusing on to really kind of change the perception of users, of consumers, and the talent has been working all their lives to be an entertainer. So his hour or his minutes or his second really has a cost. Do not take it for granted. So Mishnaik and Umniyat, when it was created, was the fundamentals of wanting to build a community around the celebrity or the talent. And we stopped using the word celebrity because we are focusing on talent. So it's a platform that connects talents with their fans. Joining Omniyat can help you as a talent create personalized content for your fans so you grow your fan base. Wahamashi to help you monetize your popularity. So it's not just a platform, yelly, okay, come on board to do a shout out. And the concept of shout out, موجودة, but for us, it's secondary. Now, the number one goal is to actually create content for the talent, create news pieces for the talent, really kind of aggregate ونجيب كل content خاصة بهالتالنت in his own dedicated unique page. You know, we see it on the long run, خلاص, let's say, for example, Zena Mekke, which is one of our celebrity. So now the more we're working with Zena Mekke, the more her page is becoming customized, whereby you will see articles about Zena, you will see videos about Zena. We're soon launching a section for her content اللي موجودة بالIMDb. Because she's... So we're actually bringing everything about her, similar to the concept of Elizabeth Wikipedia, wanting to know about someone, but focusing on the entertainment business.
Yeah. So كمان عم تسمحوا لهم كأن to have their own كأنه website يعني.
Yes. 100%. They have their own website, they have their own space. And yes, there is the concept of shout out. لأنه the more we talk about celebrities or talents or anybody that's on the platform, the more as a user, oh wow, what is happening? I want to read more about Zena Mekke, for example. I read about her, I want to know her. Oh wow, I can actually request a personal shout out from her. So it becomes very personal. And this is where if you go to the platform, whenever you access a page, ما حتشوفي غير celebrities or غير talent. It is your own page, your own content. وكل واحد حسب الموهبة or موهب, sorry for my Arabic.
No worries. الموهبة.
حسب your talent. Be your content changes. And for example, another example of a talent that we have on board is Lea Makhoul. So Lea Makhoul, she's a universal music artist. So her domain is pretty much in the music industry. Her page, unlike Zena, it won't show IMDb. It will actually show her Spotify playlist because she's on Spotify. It will show her YouTube. And everywhere she is in the digital world, we're going to bring into that particular page.
Yeah.
We see it. As she grows, it becomes her website, her content, her channel.
Yeah.
That's always a... And on top of this, the cherry on top is that we have editors and journalists that are there to keep talking about you, to talk about your news, your whereabouts, what you're doing. And that's how far we want to take the platform. So that's why all those platforms, unfortunately, left and right, which are a duplicate of Cameo, we're pretty much nothing like them because we have a different direction. We're focusing on the long-term relationship of giving space to a talent that wherever she goes, she has a destination that's always going to be. Her profile, his profile page, will showcase who she is as an artist, what projects they've worked on. And on top of this, there will be different ways of being able to monetize. Because we know that the talent's page or talent's content is not for free. You know, she worked so hard that she deserves to be shown. And this is why right now, if you go to our Instagram page, which we relaunched all over again last week, it's focusing on very studied creatives to push that. It's as if we're becoming now they're kind of their agency to help them really show off the work because they need all this.
Yeah.
And giving them space.
So كنت عم تقول بالأول أنه people are used to take celebrities or talents for granted. I think أنه مش لأنه نحن we are used to taking them for granted, بس لأنه كيف كان راكب السيستم, يعني كيف كنا نشوف let's say talents, يعني whether they're actors, actresses, يعني let's say an actor, كنا نشوفه on TV. So we're not paying to see that that show, series, movie, whatever. We're not directly paying for that show. يعني نحنا يعني whatever producer or هيك بيقبضوا من الادز. So it's very not direct relationship. So كرمال هيك يمكن براس العالم they're taking creative celebrities talents for granted لأنه ما كان فيها هيدي العلاقة الدايركت المباشرة أنه أنا if I support a specific actor, actress, creative talent بحيال industry, I have to pay for that. وشوي الاشياء on demand يلي ظهرت whether it's Netflix or any kind of video on demand service شوي بلشت تخلق this direct إذا فينا نقول يعني although it's not very direct that's أنه I have to pay for a service, I have to pay to watch a show. So شوي بلشت تخلق يمكن لأنه when you pay money شوي بتصير القيمة مختلفة.
100% this is in case for example the good thing يلي we got from Netflix وAmazon and all those platforms that they force you to have a subscription model, it made our life easier to kind of telling people that there is a price to everything.
Mm.
And regarding, for example, back to the topic on taking talents for granted, this is the case, yes, if you want to watch maybe a movie, you pay subscription fees, you have access to all. But here you're asking the talent to actually do you something, to actually personalize content for you. You know, so it's like, it could, for example, Lea Mahoud, if you look at her videos, she spends about a minute and a half. Each video is about a minute and a half that she gives. Right? She's actually creating a song for you. So even her happy birthday, there's a twist behind it. It's not just, hey, how are you? Happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. Which I believe is also a wrong way of treating your fans. Because again, we believe that without your fans, you're pretty much
nothing.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
You live and breathe from your fans.
Yeah,
as
exactly.
a celebrity and as anything.
So it's لازم تكون في علاقة a mutual respect and mutual يعني يكونوا عارفين اثنيناتهم the value of each other لأنه whether واحد اختفى كلها ال equation يعني بتبطل موجودة.
It's a perfect mix, 100%, 100%. And this is whereby if you look at unfortunately, and again it pains me, and it, sorry for being blunt, disgusting. In terms of seeing platform out there, each celebrity or talent putting prices that are really يعني, out of this world.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about shout out $300-$400. So again, you know, we were among the first ones to launch the platform. And from day one, we were educating the talent that Mr. Talents, this is a platform that allows you to connect with your fans. Do you want to connect with your fans? The first question.
Oh, but
the first question we
have. Yeah.
Exactly, you know, so it's not about you. Yes, it is your image and what have you. So we even came up with a different direction saying that you have the personalized shout out, make it affordable. Who is your target audience, you know?
Yeah.
15, 16, 17 years old. Don't go and charge them $300, $400.
Yeah.
You know, so you create a platform. So even for this, for them, like to keep their image as well, again, back to the whole ego and back to the whole, the price will kind of position me, which I believe is not the correct way of approaching it. We told them that, look, we've developed the system in a way whereby you have different add-ons. Yani, a personal shout-out, do it very low. $10, $15, $20, whatever the amount might be. And for this, they don't expect much from you. It could be a quick happy birthday. But then you have add-ons whereby you want to shout-out with a song cover. You want to shout-out with a wedding song. You want to shout-out with somebody playing on the guitar. Now you're showcasing your talent and then put as much prices as you want. So this way you manage the expectation of the fan. For those that don't have money, especially with the crisis that's happening worldwide, مش بس بلبنان. In more مكان بالعالم. You know, guys, a bit of understanding about this world. And by the way, this was my inspiration for Omniyat and why it's called Omniyat is to really kind of bringing hope, bringing wishes, and actually help the needy. You know, and the fans accordingly. So again, headache misconception because of those platforms left and right, they are ruining it. Basbana, we're still focusing on our model of keeping on educating the talent and protecting the talent because you cannot imagine even the feedback that we get sometimes from the customers.
No.
نجي حاله من فكر حاله بدي أدفع لهك شيء. So هوني بيصير إنه أمنيات بالموز ما تدفع كرمال the talent.
Yeah, في some sort of a managing يعني كمان you're somehow managing كمان their profile. عبالي كمان نحكي عن شيء تاني أنت خبرتنا عنه وقت كنا عم نعمل حديثنا قبل إنه أمنيات عنده طابع شوي exclusive so بتنقل celebrities يلي بدكن يكونوا موجودين وبتنقوا مين بدكن to support أو تسلطوا الضوء على التالنتس يلي عندهم إياها أو الريل تالنتس let's put it this way. So ليه أخذتوا هيدا القرار؟ لأنه honestly منحس أنه يمكن في celebrities with less talent أوقات بيعملوا مصاري أكتر أو بيكونوا مشهورين أكتر أو العالم تركض وراهم أكتر أو وراء أخبارهم أكتر.
Again, this is kind of a decision that we took لأنه we wanted to give really space and exclusivity to those that come on board, لأنه كتير نحن نشتغل in the background. لأنه كتير we work على ال content, كتير we work على ال promos, كتير we work على ongoing updates we want to actually showcase لهال talent. So is that this is not really talented, there is pretty much nothing to talk about. Even as an SP, we don't want to actually, you know, I'm gonna give you an example, which we've already received so much negative feedback from the region, is the whole concept of influencers. Not the real influencers that would influence you the right way, but influencers that would either use their children as bait or use just show off some skin and look pretty. These
people are going really crazy.
So much. And for me, unfortunately, I take it really personal because you are harming the community. You're not influencing the community. No. These girls that have no capability or have no money or have no ways of actually doing whatever you're doing, which for me is 100% fake because you're showcasing a world which doesn't exist, it leads me to a point whereby the concept of Omniyat is to actually do a major cleanup as well from that space.
Mm.
You know, and these people, unfortunately, have taken a cut from the real talent.
True.
When I'm by talent, you've worked hard on yourself, you're a singer, you're an actress, you've studied acting, you've directed films. If you cannot position this person with another one that pretty much just, again, uses kids as bait or show-offs in different ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where I want to like, no, these guys are great, I have nothing against them, perfect, but that's not the direction the Omniyat is going. Because if someone that is not really talented in the work in the way that that person keeps working on himself, it's a double-edged sword. But we've seen, by the way, we have a lot of people on board. Pretty much we're now seeing all the results. Whenever we onboard someone, which we thought was talented, we thought was a good way, or was a good thing to have them on board, we tell them that, guys, be careful. There's a money aspect. If you're not talented, it will show. If you don't get any requests, it will show. You know? So it is a double-edged sword to join a platform like Omniyat that's there to really monitor and take care of your image and keep working towards that approach. And that's where the exclusivity comes in.
Yeah.
Lano, carefully select them and actually work on them. Ooh. And now it's not about how many followers you have. You can have 500 followers, 1,000 followers, but you're a major singer. You have an amazing voice, I mean. Why not give you a space, you know? And then do what you want with it.
وكمان عم تعطوا credibility كمان للplatform itself يعني
100%
yeah 100% طب هل فكرت
and unfortunately كمان what happened sorry to cut you what happened as well with the concept of just copy pasting the one from the international one is that just look at them, you just open the page and you have people beside each other, you're like no, you cannot yeah. put any the people that are really kind of disgrace to mankind, how they actually work and actually portray themselves against a celebrity that has been singing for the past 20 years and has a record of really being popular, you know? Yeah. And by the way, you know how many times we talk to them as talents? We tell them, guys, you don't care about your image? And that's something we learned along the way, is that we approach from a very non-exclusive way. That, guys, you can join us, you can join whoever you want, but be careful, your image. It's not the platform that's going to make you. You're going to make yourself. So it is a two-way communication. But this is why we're being very careful, because if you're someone that's like, yeah, I want to be on the platform and now I'm expecting millions, it doesn't work this way.
Mm.
You got to tell your where they are. It's not like the platform that has to keep on pushing for you. We're offering the technology. We're offering the services. We're offering to talk about you. We're offering to give you a very nice profile. But it is a two-way communication. Yet again, we saw a lot of difficulties along the way. Lano, pretty much, again, excuse me again for being direct, 90% of celebrities do not give a damn about their image.
إيه it's true يعني شوي ال celebrity scene إذا بدنا نقول in the region is a bit distorted يعني مثل ما عم تقول في كتير عالم they're taking the spotlight و it's actually a shell يعني ما في شيء ما في talent behind it it's just a facade 100%. A facade of a nice body nice face nice children maybe I don't know
100%. Nice wasta nice I've been there because of I know someone because you know someone or I paid someone
yeah, exactly.
It's disturbing honestly
yeah, who's I
the
agree.
Victim of all people that have no idea how to get there you know so at least
oh but you see they play the same game which is sadder yeah.
100% this is it now by having one place for all your content you have the singers the rappers the hip-hop artists the actors the comedians they used to tell their fans you can find me on Instagram you can find me on SoundCloud you can find me on Spotify Apple Music and Rami whatever they are so right now you can just find me on Omniat. Omniat will actually aggregate all those content in this page.
Yeah.
They're free to do whatever they want. They can add as much add-ons as they want. How do they want to monetize? You know, and the whole technology is there. The payment gateway, as you said, the website.
Yeah.
So it's really, really flexible. And for example, last month we ran a campaign for Fadi Katoya, the maker. So we did a whole masterclass for him. So his page was customized as a masterclass. And all the money we're giving to an organization to actually rebuild Lebanon. So again, you facilitate all the investment that the celebrity or talent would do by creating this unique page and allowing them really to be closer to the fans.
Yeah.
That's why I keep saying, if you do not care about your fans, you cannot be with us.
That's actually my next question. إنه هل فكرة to connect the fans with the celebrities يلي بحبون has a deeper purpose أو بس نسمح لها celebrities يعملوا مصاري بهالأوقات الصعبة. So I want to know إنه what's your هيك cause اللي عن جد بتكون إياها to connect these people together.
100%. يعني I'm more for the second one to really connect. Because again, yani, if you're doing this just to make some money because of the crisis, Corona, and you're just home not doing anything, I would share shows, by the way. Yani, you can even see the quality of the videos. Yani, we've seen the when someone really cares about their fans. And I'll give you the same examples. Lea Makhoul and Zina Makki. Their messages are deep. They're so into it, you know? They are so into it. To a point whereby, thank you for this request. Thank you for appreciating me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Already, you made this person's day beautiful.
Yeah.
And by the way, we now know how to spot those talent that we just want to get money because they signed with us. Then 2 days later, they signed with other platforms. And 2 days, another platform. And we're like, guys, you are not doing something good for you. Stop being everywhere. You know, stop making yourself look cheap. Because if you really care about your image, all you got to do is on Instagram, say that I'm on this platform, whether it's us or others. We don't care where you are. It's just that Kermelkon. Ohala, we're launching a campaign, by the way, next week, because a lot of celebrities are all over the place, even the ones that are with us. We're going to send a message saying, guys, please, because we respect your image, we are going to deactivate you from Omniat, regardless of who you are. Because before we're like, yeah, you can be anywhere. But unfortunately, it's damaging. You know, because we're working on the long-term strategy, on the long-term vision for the talent. We give them a digital space. Yeah, most of them don't have a digital space. They think Instagram is their digital space. But Instagram goes out. You know, my Facebook has gone the past few years.
Yeah.
Instagram, the hype. Then Snapchat at one time was the biggest platform to look at. Now they kind of, Instagram took over at some point, depending on the region. So we tell them, guys, you cannot use those platforms for your content. You got to build your own profile somewhere. And that's a space that we're giving. So that's where we're like, cut us, you know. We're going to, even if we have to lose, we don't mind. Because we are going to look for quality talents. that would like to showcase their work the right way and really, really, really connect with their fans.
Yeah. طب هل بتحس إنه أمنيات as a platform رح تسمح لل creatives or celebrities يفرجونا their talents in a novel way, in a new way? How do you envision that?
Yeah, 100%, because the page that we're creating on Omniat not only it showcases all your work. So by you going, for example, I'll keep using the same example because they're one in music and one's acting. Leah, you actually go into her page and you actually see all her work and everything is updated live on the spot. Yeah. The promo that we do to push her, to market her profile, is focusing on her talent. So we see her listening, we see her singing, we see her giving advice. So we really keep on showcasing her talent. Given this quality of creative, yale, they didn't know how to do it. Or if they knew, they're happy to see it somewhere. And accordingly, focus on that. Because it's really about the talent. That's where we're like, a lot of celebrities are like, I want to remove myself from Omniat. Please, by all means, you're my guest. You're not talented. The talent that I'm looking for is for me to have something to keep talking about you. That's a talent. It's not like, you know, you're a popular celebrity. Again, kind of without mentioning names, we had class A celebrities, and these are the most difficult ones to work with.
Yeah, I think they come with a big ego.
They were with us, and they used to receive per day over 5 different requests of fans asking for videos. We had to beg them for them. You know, please respond, please. I'm tired. Tomorrow, I don't have time. 1 week, 2 weeks. You know, guys.
So they're not here to connect with their fans.
100%. They don't care. You know, we think they are, but now, it's kind of being the platform to really know who's serious about their fans for the long run, not.
Yeah. And what I think it's cool, كمان بقصة shout out, and رح يقدروا celebrities or talents to create these. Even إذا كانوا صار بالوقت these customized, personalized messages when بحس الفان أو الشخص يلي بحب هيدا التالنت and صار له فترة following كل شيء عم يعملوه بحس إنه عن جد إنه like they matter, the fans matter. So it's nice to have that كمان approach وبحس كمان رح يسمح للcreatives to show a bit of their personal creative side, let's put it this way.
100%. And I'm going to give you 2 different examples. Hatiki example, one that just finished university. She's been practicing at home, singing and working on her voice. And she just graduated from an institute that trained her how to sing. So usually after this, they have no idea where to go. They don't know what to do in the online space. You know, do I go to Spotify? Do I go to SoundCloud? Do I go to Bandcamp? What do I do? You know? And this is now an opportunity to actually invite her to Omniat, saying, look, you are talented because we've heard 1, 2, and 3. Why don't you have a space to start working on yourself? You've already given her a motivational boost. It won't cost her a thing to do that. And already you pushed her into the world of digital. And if you see what's been happening, and Corona has actually pushed it to become very fast in that approach, is that everything is online now. Everything is digital. And as a digital agency, because again, Omniat is not a project that we funds or funding, or we just want to build it to sell it, because we have a concept that's there for the long run. Mm-hmm. The people behind it is the agency. Yet we're already doing it for our clients.
Yeah.
So how would you? Websites, how we develop entities. So we're actually really kind of taking this the talent by the hand and already working on her profile as she moves along.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
Everything on her own. Just focus on your talent and we'll focus on your digital space.
That's awesome.
The person that just graduated, the ones that are already up and running and they're all over the place. For example, yes, before yesterday, we went to an event in Dubai. There was a talent. She raps, but she raps in the form of a poem. So she's a poet.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful words, beautiful sound, beautiful voice. And as soon as she finished, she was like, hey, my name is let's say Heba, and you can find me on SoundCloud, Rami, Spotify. She listed like 5-6. Okay, you already lost me there.
Mm.
You know, which one do I do? So imagine saying, that's what we told her. We're like, imagine you go say, hey, you can all find me on my OmniAd page. I got everything about me, all my information. And guess what? You can connect with me if you want a personal shout out. And you can also connect with me if you want me to actually do a poem for you. Now we talk about the business that we launched as well.
Yeah. Awesome.
You're able to actually create businesses. If you are, in, for example, Rabia Barood. Rabia Barood is with us. And he sang a song for his daughter. So now one option that we can have is a song, the same song for your daughter, but he just changes the name.
Mm.
No? That's a business shout out, for example. So he actually worked on his talent to deliver the shout out, not just a happy birthday.
Yeah. And that what's cool about Shaham Batool, and no, Omniyat is not just there for established talents. It's للي جايين. They want to launch their career now. So it's a way to هيك, launch it بطريقة مزبوطة and have everything موجود بمحل واحد. So it's a quick way to tell people about them. And it has a very nice bonus, which is the shout out, the personalized messages, or let's say like a masterclass or something like this, حسب their industry. So that's awesome concept.
Thank you very much. And that's ways to make money. And don't forget,
yeah, exactly.
The whole thing is registered and legalized everything in Dubai. So whoever is in Lebanon as well as talents, the money they get fresh funds from outside. So that's another push that we're telling the Lebanese community. Guys, look at it, take it seriously.
You know, so it's like with an extra bonus for Lebanese.
An extra cherry on top for Lebanese.
Yeah. Thank you, Kteer, Muhammad.
Sorry, just one last word is that mentioned that we want to have a lot of startups that are going to this industry in terms of music and acting and everything. But we also are attracting the big players. And for example, we have someone called Mark Hill, who's been in the industry for 20 years. And Mark Hill, he has done music for Craig David, many songs with Craig David. You know, so it's like, and this guy refused to be in any other platform. And he's based in the UK, except with one platform that he saw, okay, wait, you're giving me a value here. You're giving me a space. You're giving me an opportunity for me to actually sell my records or sell my tracks. And that's kind of where there's no more limits. It's really, you want to connect with your fans, your small, medium, large, etc., whatever it is, this is the right place.
And take the right niche in the industry, because
100%. And thus the exclusivity, the exclusive invite that we give to the one we catch from a talent aspect.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Kteer. Thank you, Kteer, Muhammad. If you want to check out the platform, you can go to omniyat.com. That's omniyat.com.
Exactly. 100%. It's the home of talent.
إذا بدكم تفاصيل أكثر عن البودكاست شوفوا الويب سايت creativescene.me وإنستغرام creativescenepodcast وشارت مع العالم that might like it. كان معكم إليان جبر، شوفكم جمعة الجاي.